Well, it's the new year, 2008, and I can barely remember what happened last year. This is the yearly news in review from the Harpers.org website and from KillRadio.org. I'm Bennett. You're a little gruff and quite faithless host here for Kill Radio in Los Angeles. And this, of course, is the news of the preceding year. 899 U.S. troops and 18,610 Iraqi civilians were killed in the Iraq War. For what purpose? 80% of Iraqis were reporting attacks nearby, and it was estimated that 90% of Iraq's artists had fled the country or been killed. Halliburton announced that it would add 13,000 new jobs, and President George W. Bush underwent a colonoscopy, like Katie Couric did on the Today Show a few years ago. In Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez embraced President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran. "Welcome, fighter for just causes," said Chavez, before announcing that the official language of Venezuela would turn to Italian. That's a joke. Senator Barack Obama was featured shirtless in People magazine's Beach Babes issue. So was Boris Yeltsin, wasn't he? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi banned smoking in the Speaker's parlor of the Capitol. And Senator Hillary Clinton said that we want to be able to continue to export democracy, but we want to deliver it in digestible packages. Meanwhile, Viagra turned 15. Wildfires spread from north of Los Angeles to south of San Diego. And scientists at New York University were deleting frightening experiences from the memories of rats. The first Muslim member of Congress took his oath on a Koran once owned by Thomas Jefferson. Annual sales at Taser International were expected to reach $90 million before the lawsuits come in. "Don't tase me, bro," was the catchphrase of the year. Drought was driving tens of thousands of snakes into Australian cities. Female koalas in Australia were ignoring males in favor of five bear lesbian orgies. And developers were planning to open a Hooters in Dubai. Scientists in London were working on a gum that suppresses appetite and fights obesity. A researcher reasons obese people like chewing. The United States projected that it would emit 19% more greenhouse gases in the year 2020 than it did in 2000. Global warming. And U.S. pollution was cited as the reason that the Dutch are now taller than Americans. The United Arab Emirates beat out the United States to become the world's most wasteful country. And it's such a tiny one, too. Ford posted a loss of $12.7 billion for 2006, the largest in its 103-year history and the equivalent to the GDP of Jordan, the country of Jordan. And I imagine probably the biggest loss of the ever. By anybody, isn't it? I mean, $12 billion in 1 year? Of course, that was for 2006, so wait until the results for 2007 come around. General Motors announced that it would open a new research center in Shanghai to develop alternative fuels and vehicles. Geneticist Craig Venter announced that he had constructed a synthetic chromosome out of laboratory chemicals, creating the first real artificial life form on Earth. Britney Spears shaved her head and wore wigs. Mina Suvari shaved her head and didn't. An appeals court in Washington, D.C. ruled that the writ of habeas corpus does not apply to prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Let's say that again. habeas corpus does not apply to prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. That's real simple. I mean, you know this, right? The reason that we put prisoners on Cuba is so that we can avoid the law, right? So habeas corpus, which is so important in the United States, is not considered valid law when it's a United States protectorate in the country of Cuba. I think that's cheating. The market price for children in India slipped below that of buffalo. Wow. And here's a good one. Crystal meth was now available in candy flavors. I remember on the Futurama TV show, there were actual machines where you could buy crack, right? It's highly addictive. Kurt Vonnegut, Norman Mailer, Boris Yeltsin. So it wasn't Yeltsin. It was that other guy. And Ike Turner all died. Osama bin Laden turned 50, though according to Benazir Bhutto, he was killed too. And the Senate doubled the bounty on his head to $50 million. But Mr. Bush doesn't really care about him anymore because, after all, he's got a war on terror, and that Osama bin Laden guy has nothing to do with terror. Ariel Sharon was still alive, though in a vegetative state. New stars were hatching near the head of Orion. Paul Wolfowitz, Karl Rove, Alberto Gonzalez, and Tony Blair all resigned. Bright Matanga, the deputy information minister of Zimbabwe, claimed that Blair was the worst thing that ever happened to Africa. We hope that the children of Iraq and Afghanistan he is killing every day will haunt him for the rest of his life. Reverend Ted Haggard declared himself completely heterosexual, and Paris Hilton went to jail. An Irish soldier who won the Military Cross for single-handedly defeating a Baghdad suicide bomber was facing a court-martial for auctioning his medal on eBay. Scientists trained dogs to track polar bear feces, produced talking construction paper, made stem cells out of adult mice, and linked the upsurge in cat sex to global warming. Mr. Wizard died, as did Mr. Whipple. Pope Benedict XVI decreed that, by definition, Protestant churches are not churches. Oh, my God, that's why there's a war in Ireland, isn't it? And it was revealed that Mother Teresa, beginning in 1948 and continuing until the end of her life in 1997, was unable to sense the presence of God. Repulsed, empty, no faith, no love, no zeal, she wrote. Heaven means nothing. And yet there are still assholes out there trying to claim that she was a saint. That woman did more harm than she did good. She hurt more people than she helped. And yet they still hold her up as an idea of a good human being. She was a scumbag. Kill Radio said so. Detainees at Guantanamo Bay complained of infinite tedium and loneliness, and 20,000 people marched against the junta in Burma. About 400 monks were pushed away from the house where pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi was imprisoned. Love and kindness, read the monk's yellow banner, must win over everything. I hope so. That's a quick summary of the year's events. Gee, it makes you glad that you're alive, right? Oh, well. Until next time. This is the Velvet Underground, summing up the year. Garbage pail. Oh, right. If she'd just come back, it'd be all right.
Shirley would just come back, it'd be all right.
Shirley, that's my mom's name. He says Shelley.
I live with 13 dead cats, a purple dog that wears spats. They're living out in the hall, and I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore, more. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore, more. But if Shelley would just come back, it'd be all right.
Sums up the year. That's the yearly news in review. Next week it'll be back to the weekly. Oi! But I'll be ending my morning shows soon, so maybe difficult to keep up with this. Thanks for listening. I'm your faithless host, Bennett. Now, get out of here. Leave me alone.